Yes, I can hear you.
Hey, love, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. Aaron D. Spears of the DMV. B-more, gotta show love. You know, B-more don't like to say DMV, but we got a DMV cat on the phone. We gotta show you some love.
Man, totally appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? B-more, why you in B-more? For real.
Okay. Now, you played Mark Bradley on Being Mary Jane, and can I say that your character is Mary Jane's good Judy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a safe thing to say.
Okay. And we all have one, or we need to have a good Judy in our lives to keep us grounded. I like Mark's character because actually I was shocked that Mark was who Mark was. And I loved Mark's and Mary Jane's relationship. Now, can you, just for those who have been in a coma for these past several months and maybe even since last year and don't know about Mark Bradley or Being Mary Jane, why don't you introduce us to Mark Bradley?
Mark Bradley is one of the co-anchors at SNC, which is sort of like a CNN trying to get his stories told. He's kind of the old school Tom Brokaw type of news reporter. They're trying, or I should say Kara and the network is trying to change him into a new social media kind of Anderson Cooper type guy who just so happens to also be gay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we find that out, of course, to our surprise, as we think Mark is on the couch smacking Mary Jane to find out, wow, here comes his lover, and they have, like, this little intimate moment.
Right.
And it's like, oh, what I'm kind of seeing that coming.
Right.
Where did that come from?
Right.
Left field. You know, so he's one of these guys, I think, that represents a large facet of, like, community that's out there that may not have the opportunity to come out or feel they don't have the opportunity to come out because they don't want to be judged or they don't want their job to suffer because of their sexual preference.
Were you taken aback when offered this role? Did you go for this role at first?
I got called in.
Okay.
Prepared. And then when I got there, you know, she asked me, said, well, so have you read everything? And I was like, well, no, they didn't give me a script. I did read the description. She's like, you're cool with everything. So in my mind, I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, what is there that you need to tell me? You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
she's right.
Like, well, he's gay. And I'm like, oh, come on, y'all ain't tell me this. Like, at least, you know, prior to me getting there, like, this is crazy. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But, he's not flamboyant. He's
right.
Not the type of guy that, you know, is walking around showboating. He is who he is. And the only way you would know is by coming to his particular house or dwelling and see him with his lover. So she said, by all means, go in and do what you've already paid. So, hey, I went in and did my thing. And lo and behold, got the job. And it's been good ever since.
So what is going on between Kara and Mark? Now, I love Kara. I love her, you know, her spunk, but I don't really like how she's treating Mark. So are we going to see a little bit of, we're going to see some fighting or something, some hair pulling, some smacking?
Man, I think she is really one of those hard-nosed producers that's looking for the best actual show she can possibly pull out of each individual. And me just fighting against the grain, I want to do news, I want to be me, I don't want to change, but at the same time, I need to keep my job.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the deal is with her. Now, according to her character, her backstory was that she's the dig mark. But Mark wasn't digging her.
Ah.
So to find out that he's gay was like, aha, I knew it had to be something because there's no way in the world he could be liking me.
Senior
executive producer at the network, and you know. So that's kind of how I think that fire got started.
So what are we going to see tonight? Give me something.
Tonight, if I am correct, it's either tonight or tomorrow night, you will kind of see Mark coming into his own in terms of a newscaster, embracing the whole social media thing, kind of changing my image and approaching it from a, you know, hey, this is either going to be this or no job, and just kind of opening myself up to the process and allowing me to now transform into this new guy.
Does that mean you're going to come out?
That I'm going to necessarily come out. I don't think I do that this particular season, but at least I'm willing to change from this old school newscaster to this new age, kind of more hip dressing, you know, in touch with social media, the Twitter, the Facebooks, the Instagram, kind of involving that whole social media issue into my newscasting as opposed to the uptight suit coat and, you know, tie type of presentation that I was used to and accustomed to doing.
Have you been approached by any of of the gay community about your character? You know, have people wanted you to do more? Do they want you to do more with your character? You know,
I'm pretty sure at some point I am going to begin to get approached, but thus far, no, I haven't.
Okay.
And I haven't. It hasn't been received negatively in any light by, you know, any side, whether it be the straight side or the gay side. It's just been, so far, all love. So
right.
That's been a good thing, you know, because I had to be at peace with myself first and foremost in order to portray a character without judging it, you know, playing it from a humanistic characteristic that this person has emotions and feelings just like every other person and has a job to do and wants to do it well, and he just so happens to be gay.
There's nothing wrong with a little skin action. You know, Andre and even David have shown some pecs, so I don't have a problem with Mark, you know, coming out and, you know, little wet T-shirt, little something. Ain't no problem being, you know, little
right,
piece of
right,
eye
right,
candy.
Flashy.
Can we do
we
something? I'm just saying.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You can take my garbage out, baby.
I totally know what you mean. That's hilarious. We may see some fleshy flesh, little skinny skin for Mark. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I guess that's something that audiences want to see. Then, hey, just get it on.
Hey, so we can follow you on Twitter. Give us your Twitter. I did tweet you, by the way, but you let everybody know what your Twitter is.
It is Aaron, at Aaron D. Spears. And that's for Twitter, Facegram, and Instagram. I mean, Facegram. Facebook and Instagram, pretty much the same handle for all. And I will be back on Twitter. I was driving. That's why I wasn't able to tweet you guys.
That's okay.
Right off the top.
I'll be stalking you. You'll see me on there.
All right. Love, love, love.
Thank you so much, DMV, showing you love big time. Aaron D. Spears, I appreciate you. And we'll check out Being Mary Jane tonight and every Tuesday night, 10 o'clock on BET.
Yes, indeed.